Chapter 4. Heat shimmers on tin roofs. Everything's gone aqueous. Doubled. Kyle sprints out the back door of the hotel. He needs to keep moving. Feels as if he's exploding out of his skin. Staying embodied is his main challenge these days. He wants to burst out, to become free of himself. Across the street, there's a makeshift village of slum houses, built side by side. No breathing room between. The shanties seem to wilt in the heat and lean on one another for support. A series of dislocated shoulders. Laundry stretches from window to window. A hunk of steel, probably the side of a building at one point, stands before the structures, the gateway to a cardboard kingdom. But what dangles from the top of the steel stops him dead. Ropes of human hair, tied into perfect individual ponytails, and drying in the sun like smoked meats. All the hair is the same length and color, dark brown and long enough to reach the small of a woman's back. It looks like the work of an executioner, bored with lopping off heads and searching for a new thrill. Kyle drifts, wonders where all the hair is going, then decides he doesn't want to know. There are some truths that don't enlighten, and he figures the ultimate destination of the hair is one of them. He moves down the street, passes a shirtless teenager dragging an overflowing sack of iPhones and iPods, the weight too much for his growing bones to bear. Kyle rounds the block, and a line of tuk-tuks compete for his attention. "Where you go?" a driver calls, following him. "Central Market." "Get in." "No, no. It's only 10 minutes to walk." "It's too hot. You'd die in 5. The driver slows down. 50 cents. "I take you anywhere." People die in this heat, especially American. You're not made for this." The driver has a salient point. Kyle gets into the tuk-tuk, a small motorcycle, attached to a separate passenger carrier, complete with a ramshackle roof. "What's your name?"
"Jim," Kyle says. Every day he tries a new one.
"Sok," the driver says. "Today my birthday."
"Happy birthday."
"Every day my birthday. I born in the jungle.
Khmer Rouge come and take everyone there."